John Callanan is a man when it comes to all things digital sports, and he's with us again from Sports Geek HQ. G'day, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Francis.
Good to have you back in, mate. Twitter and sport have become synonymous with each other. It's fascinating to watch at the moment to see the big media companies trying to engage Twitter and use it, say, on television in their broadcasts. And some of them are better at it than us, but the sports broadcasters seem to be struggling with it here in Australia.
Well, that's the thing. You know, one of the phrases I always use when I'm doing a presentation is, you know, Twitter is where live happens. And, you know, and that's where sport's at its best as well. You know, we've seen the AFL go to live TV, no delays, and, you know, everyone loving it. Whether it affects attendance and things like that is something we have to be decided. But it definitely has given Twitter a massive boost because people can talk about the game and, you know, be having that, and I like to see it as a second special comments guy. You know, you've got your two guys in the box calling the game, but Twitter's providing that different point of view, whether it's, you know, tactical, humorous, observational. It's providing that. So it's something that at the moment TV networks, you know, over here and even to a lesser extent in the States and the UK are still trying to figure out how to best integrate Twitter. Into getting that whole sports TV that, you know, we keep hearing the second screen experience, is to get that sort of byplay by the fans into the sort of interaction that they're doing on Twitter anyway.
Radio's always had it because radio's had talkback, and it's one of the great dynamics of the radio experience and why it probably lasts is it's not unilateral. It's not just a one platform delivery. You have a conversation with your audience. Television's never really been comfortable with that, and this is a real challenge for them.
Yeah, so again, one of Twitter's main slogans is join the conversation, and you know what we're seeing at the moment is we might have an AFL game or an NRL game or cricket match happening. People are using the hashtags, whether they're a game day hashtag or the club hashtags, but there's the conversation happening at this place. And then what we're seeing the TV networks trying to do is to say, oh, use our hashtag and we'll have a conversation around.
They're trying to own the conversation.
They're trying to own the conversation, trying to effectively in competition to the leagues and the teams running the event.
So is that like Fango?
A little bit. There's a bit of that walled garden approach of, hey, come into our little digital world and talk in our space.
Which is counterintuitive to what Twitter's about, which is an open conversation and the opportunity to meet like-minded people you would never encounter.
Exactly. And there's a few of those apps popping up that are sort of like, oh, it's a sports version of Twitter. And it's like, no, Twitter is a sports version of Twitter. You don't need to replicate that. So what we need to do from a network's point of view is get the networks to realize that that's where the conversation is happening. And if they do want to do that social curation and post up the best tweets or on their network, then that will actually help them be part of the conversation and drive traffic. So if Dave Warner is winding up and opening up the shoulders and everyone is being trained to be tweeting this specific hashtag and, you know that it's on Channel 9, they will flick the channel and start watching it. So it's a really big, you know, channel changer.
And it really is. And we saw that at the Olympic Games on a couple of occasions, didn't we, where people decided to tune in for specific moments at the Games because it just lit up on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's just a matter of going, oh, hang on, I better change the channel to watch that.
I remember it specifically happening during that hour when Great Britain won 3 gold medals at the track in the space of 60 minutes. And people, the Twitter just went bananas, you've got to watch this. And Mo Farah was the last one to win. By the time Farah ran his race, you know, the whole world had sort of been alerted to it on Twitter as much as anything else, and the world, you know, the Twitterverse was on it, and it was just, it was a critical mass.
Yeah, and it was pretty much a watershed moment for Twitter in the UK because everyone, it was like the light bulb went off and went, oh, that's what Twitter's for. And to give a bit of an integration thing, we know that we've talked about how in the US the Olympics was delayed. But the way Twitter helped the NBC from an integration point of view, if you search for the Olympics on Twitter in the US, you actually ended up on a branded NBC Olympics Twitter page, which again did absolute wonders for the NBC Olympics. It put the NBC's Twitter properties in the front of fans looking for information on the Olympics. It also pushed up the athletes and gave them a lot more lift, and it drove traffic back both to their digital properties, but also back to the website. And so what Twitter is trying to do at the moment and using sports as one of their key planks is helping people understand what Twitter is. It's not, oh, log on, follow some people and tell everyone what I have for lunch. You know, what we see Twitter as is it's replacing, you know, the new idea and the newspapers of a time where you would follow, you might follow Warney and Liz Hurley for your gossip columns, and you'll follow your sports team, you'll follow some of your athletes and your celebrities and some of the newsbreakers, and automatically you've got a little bit of, this is my flavour of life, and I might be in a sport or wine or technology, whatever it is, and you can get that feed. Then what happens is when you're in that live moment, you start seeing, you know, people who are talking about the stuff you want to talk about, you start connecting with them, and you can actually have that backwards and forwards with people. And that's when, you know, for me, that's when Twitter goes off, when people start going, oh, I can have this. It doesn't have to be conversation straight there and there. You can have a long form conversation over a couple of days with someone and sort of keep up with what they're doing.
Sports Geek HQ is the man. Sean Callanan runs. He's with us here on Grandstand Breakfast again. We're talking about Twitter and sport. And there are some events that lend themselves a bit better to it. And I guess the Tour de France is one because it's a long-form event and you can have a conversation over an extended period of time. I'm finding with the Major League Baseball playoffs, perfect for that as well. Say some of the field games like Australian Rules Football and other games are really quick. Is it more difficult because the dynamic changes every 5-10 seconds?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that one is a tough one for the broadcasters. Like even with the baseball, you can tweet, oh, that was an awesome shot, but then, you know, or, you know, that was a great mark or whatever. And then by the time broadcasting get it, that event has happened and passed. So, you know, that does make it tough, you know, to get live tweets to stream. And it's not like Q&A where you're putting in your commentary of how it's going. So, but when you've got a longer form game like a baseball or a cricket, someone say, oh, you know, Ricky's looking menacing here. You know, he could get a big score. And that's a tweet that a producer can go, that's a great one. We can put that up. You know, hopefully he doesn't get out. Straight up, it's a Twitter jinx. You know, I'm sure we'll have that sooner or later. It's going to happen. Someone's, oh my goodness, you put that tweet up and then he went out. I'm sure there'll be someone, you know, Michael Clarke will storm the dressing room. No more tweets about me when I'm
you hashtagged me.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll most likely happen down the track. But it'll be good for the engagement, you know.
It's going to be fascinating to watch it develop. How can people find you online?
At Sean Callanan or at Sports Geek or sportsgeek.com.au.